Hello.
Hello, my name is Janaya, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, I have a friend who wants to start her she wants to start a claim for unemployment.
Okay.
Hold on, she on the phone right now. I'm sorry.
Can you go again? 213 is the road on the
I can take you up there. I can take you up there.
No, yes.
Then can you come in person?
Can I come in person and say, and see? No, for me, yes, for people, it's a benefit to come in if it's on the area, if it's out in the mail.
Okay, ma'am, you will have the call back. We have a high call volume and I can't hold the phone.
She said that you had a call back because she can't hold the phone. That's why I said I can take you up there to them, but you need to go and get through this first. She's going to talk to you right now.
All right, I'm going to call you. I'm going to come down there.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Okay, hey, may I have your social security number?
418-536-950. Tell them to come up there.
Could you verify your first and last name for me?
Keosha Hill.
Your date of birth?
060401.
Your mother's maiden's name?
Swallow Peoples.
And your driver's license number?
Let me get it. It is 10296084.
Okay, and what was your last employer?
It was Wendy's, and then the first one before that was SCS Filing.
Okay, and what's your residential address? It'll be 213 Eastdale Road, apartment B, Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes.
Okay. So you have to reopen a claim, which was a claim that you had already made. We're just reopening it.
Mhm.
Okay.
Because I was trying to do it, but I didn't know, like, because it was my first time doing it. That's why. And I didn't know how to. That's why.
Okay. So we can start the claim. We're going to do it over the phone. So we can start it. It'll take maybe 15 minutes of your time. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Have you worked since you last filed an unemployment claim?
Yes, I have since I said Wendy's.
And was the work you performed with the same employee you reported on your last claim?
No, that was SCS Filing, and the last one was Wendy's.
Okay, and what was the last day you worked?
The last day it was about a couple weeks ago. Let me go look at my calendar. Sometime in June 8th, 9th, 10th, like that.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have your phone number?
727-506-2392.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that for me?
727-506-2392.
You're saying it too fast.
It's 727-506-2392.
Okay. And were your driver's license issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
May I have your race?
Can you say it again?
May I have your race?
Black.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Well.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
When you're working, what is your occupation? Like, what do you usually look for or do for work?
I usually look for into warehouse jobs, but the rest of the job, that was my first time doing that job, so I look for it into warehouse.
Okay. And are you looking for work in that occupation as of now?
Yes.
Do you work through a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in except full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I could think 20, 25 miles, 30.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Lowest hour?
What is the lowest hourly wage? Like, what is the lowest you will accept per hour?
As in money, right? As
mm-hmm. Yeah, your pay, the lowest you'll take per hour. Yeah.
10.
Okay. Down, are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business and do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
You said weekly benefit?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And what's the name of your bank?
Navy Federal.
Would you be using your checking or savings account?
Checking.
May I have their routing number?
Okay. It is... My round number is 256-074974.
And the account number?
710-340-8071.
And you see, you say your last employer was Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one you're filing the claim on.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you work there?
I worked there for like, you say about like six to seven months or something like that.
And did you receive direct deposit from them?
Yeah.
And what does the name say when you receive a direct deposit?
It says ACH deposit.
ACA?
ACH. It's like when the money be deposited, it says ACH.
Okay. Okay, so that's not under your wage history, so give me just a moment. Okay, and what's the direct deposit name again?
Like the Navy Federal?
No, the name the name that the money is coming from.
ACH.
ACH?
Yeah.
It just say ACH direct deposit?
Yes, it just say ACH and deposit when I was getting paid from them.
Okay, and may I have your employment start date for that job?
I had started, let me go look at my calendar. Oh, Lord. Today is, June or July. I started back in, it had to be February or January. It had to be between January or February. Y'all need the exact date?
You said February of what, 2024?
Yes, it was of this year. It had to be between February and January.
And the last day you worked?
The last day I worked was in June. It was in June. Around like June 8th, June 10th.
Okay. And may I have the address of that Wendy's?
It's 5755 Atlanta Highway.
5755?
Yes, Atlanta Highway.
Mm-hmm.
I am Montgomery, Alabama.
Zip code 36117 or...
Yes, 36117.
Okay. Okay, since it's not under your wage history, I'm going to send it over so that we can get the employee found for you. I'm going to put you on a brief hold for just a moment.
Okay. Yeah. I don't even know why I'm holding my ear to the phone, right? She got me on hold, but I don't know why I'm holding my ear to the phone the whole time, the phone on speak. No wonder why that thing seemed like in my ear and it felt like it's static. Yeah, she was like, what you doing? We got a couple of water sprinkles. Girl, my son, you get in there a little bit, look. Girl, don't you see me throw it up this morning?
No.
Mm-hmm. It's up to you.
Come on.
You pregnant? Oh, you pregnant?
Yeah, no, it's bad.
No, nigga, why she holding your son? Why she look like this?
Ma'am, does Wynn Delta shows up on your direct deposit?
Huh?
Does Wynn Delta shows up on your direct deposit?
Wynn Delta?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just like when I get my money, when they send me my money, it says ACH.
Okay.
Leave that alone. Come on, leave. Stop, doodle. Fei Fei, stop. Oh my gosh, you're going to waste that water again. Sit down, doodle. Sit He said it's rich when they send it to me. You want some water? Let me see that water in front. You can eat it a little bit, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay, so ma'am, we can't find it with the ACH. We need like where is the money? What's the name that the money is actually coming from?
Yeah, that's where you had called them and they said Winthrop, right?
No, we didn't call.
Oh, what had you said? Is it coming from where?
Wind Delta, WENDELTA.
It gotta be coming from that, but it's just probably showing up different on my account when it come in, when my money come in, because it's saying ACH when deposit. It says ACH deposit when I get paid, so it has to be that, and it's just showing different on my thing. So we
okay.
Go with that.
Hold on.
Don't put your hand in my water. Stop. Drink it. Hey, Colin, do it ain't. That dog getting tall. She getting tall. She still, still her height, like her weight and stuff, but she getting tall.
Okay, I got it, ma'am. May I have that employer phone number?
Their number is. Come on. It is. And I can't hold this on that hand. But she gonna waste it.
I thought I was joking.
She finna flip it over. The number is, the employee number of that job is 334-277-8690. You want to get on the floor, baby dog? Go ahead and get on the floor.
And why are you no longer working there?
Because, basically, I'm pregnant. I found out I'm pregnant again, and then they overworking me, and they not giving me breaks, and I had to go to the hospital because they said I was dehydrated, and everything, they had to put fluid in me, then they said they had to give me a potassium pill and everything, and I was telling the manager, I was like, I thought it was time for me to get off, but y'all still had me working and stuff, so, and then now, she's not sending me no schedule, but saying all this extra stuff, the coworkers, they asking where I mean, but I'm saying I'm not getting no schedule, but you're not giving me no break or anything. And then I almost fell out. I had caught myself. And then one lady, she seen it. Only one coworker seen it from her eyes. She was like, you good? But I was like, I told her, yeah, because I didn't want them to. Because me, I don't like telling people when something's going on with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and then I almost fell out. And then I was dehydrated. By the time I got home, I was feeling so bad. And then my friend of the family had to come take me to the hospital because my car was in the dang on shop getting fixed. I just got my car fixed. So, and then they was like, you was dehydrated. You was finna fall out, but you held yourself and all that issue. So they was telling me everything. And then said that they found something in the bloodline of my baby and my blood, something, but they said it was going to pass through, and I had to talk to my OBGYN about that. So they were like, you had to say taking a snack or something like that or something, but they didn't let me do none of that.
Okay, so basically you just stopped going.
Yes, because they was overworking me, not giving me no break. That's not how a job's supposed to do. I'm
mm-hmm.
used to warehouse jobs. With a job that I was working at before, they gave, like, we get breaks and everything. I was good, because I was pregnant with my first baby at that job. And I was good, and nothing happened, bad, nothing. And I feel like this job right here is just, that's why I just, did it.
Okay.
Because if I could find something else, and turn in. Because I'm doing January 10th.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Could you verify that all the questions I asked you provided correct answers?
Yeah. Sit down, baby girl. Sit down.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties.
Yeah.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, correct?
Yeah.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Climate Benefit Handbook.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Mm-hmm.
1 second. Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits Right and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. You could file your weekly certification either online in the Climate Portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m., through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. You have any questions about anything I just read?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a confirmation number and then your PIN number. You can let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Did you hear when I said you could let me know when you're ready?
You said you gonna send a confirmation number, right?
Oh no, I said I'm gonna give you a confirmation number. You can let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, that confirmation number is 489.
489. 910. 910.
505.
505.
And the PIN number is 7198.
Yeah. 7198. So 489-910-505 and the PIN number 7198.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No.
Okay. Thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
You too.